Hello, welcome. This is tomorrow's Guardians Tech Talk. I'm Enrique.
I am Fatula.
And today we're diving into some esport knowledge that is coming out on news. So, first thing I saw was, colleges have been prepping some esport contenders. You know, they've been helping students to start a career as gamers. Or not even just gamers, right? A few of them have a few other ideas in mind instead of just playing games. They say you don't need to be a gamer to be in gaming. It's like promoters, you know, just editing or like being the, you know, project manager behind everything. But basically, colleges help students to get jobs for a long time, and now they've been helping esport players as well to get, you know, a launch into esports. The careers, you know, it's pretty exciting. You know, you've probably heard of esports, obviously.
Yeah.
It's been so new that the industry is so fresh that the offices that have been, it's been so fast that pace, they don't actually know most of the positions yet. So the whole organization, all the companies in esports are growing so rapidly that new positions are created every day, and they're branching everywhere, you know, like big World Cups, big Twitch streamers, YouTube channels, they're everywhere, and that's the type of business these esports companies are into. And obviously that's not it. This only started in most countries, like the US has started really big with this. We've talked about it before. I think it's China, obviously.
Yeah.
Asia is into it. Japan,
yeah.
Definitely. So that is like the launch of a new, you know, organization of careers, and the universities are right behind the students to help them. And I think like these businesses are recruiting more people in the universities that are helping the kids. The recruitment is higher, so that's another thing, you know, students are going to be looking out for. So if you had an option, what do you think about the whole universities and colleges behind the students?
If you ask me, like, for people, in students, I mean, who has potential in terms of gaming, it's a really good thing for them.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even as I played it before, it's a fun. Like, I get pleasure when I play. And I'm pretty sure that many people even get pleasure and like maybe seek money behind this gaming thing.
Yeah, it's a new career that's so fresh. It's gonna be huge, and obviously yesterday's VR talk, that's also implied. So it's always gonna be there. But my point of it is like the colleges, right? They're right there, and I think that the programs to learn everything and the there's a science behind understanding the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Of what it means, you know, there's very technical things that they can provide the students as well, right? So
I
think it's going to be a huge benefit.
I mean, like, because of the technology has improved, this technology has brought a new career, new market.
Yeah.
Huge market for people who wants to involve in with this thing.
Absolutely.
Even like I heard and read a article, read an article about that China, one of some universities of China has opened courses and lessons in terms of esports, like Dota.
Yeah, it's difficult.
I mean, like, in order to their aim, they said that their aim is like to increase cultural like awareness in terms of these things. In terms of these things.
Like just to bring out more awareness of like what is behind the curtains and like, because it's a lot more difficult than people think. They're not just playing games, they're remembering and practicing algorithms as how it works together, and every time you need to change it if this thing happens, you know.
Even like it's on a virtual world, but you need that, like you need to use your mind. And you need to be smart in order to win those kind of games.
Yes.
Like in the Counter-Strike, in the League of Legends, in FIFA, in PES, you should know how to control the system and you should think of the future movements of your player.
Definitely needs to have a big strategy kind of thinking process.
Yeah.
So,
like, my topic is about like kind of same, but it's the Chinese team FunPlus Phoenix wins League of Legends World Championship in these recent days, like several days ago.
Wow.
Like it's that tournament occurred in France, Paris, against European team, which name was G2. Like Chinese team FunPlus Phoenix defeated European rivals G2 Esports to win the World Championship finals of Esports phenomenon, that's League of Legends. Like this, like it's one of the world's biggest online game, watched by a crowd of 15,000 spectators in Paris.
Right there?
Yeah, right there.
15,000?
Yeah, right there. I mean, like,
how many monitors did they have? Wow.
Even like, on a virtual platforms, as I saw that it passed alive, it had passed above 1 million. People above 1 million viewers, if you include Twitch, YouTube, and other things. That's kind of crazy. I mean, like, it's really surpasses some countries' population. It's alive.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's alive. It's not like offline. It's online thing. It's past like 1 million.
The live
viewers. Yeah,
not even just the views.
Yeah.
That what. Oh my soul, just like a dollar each, right?
Like
minimum.
In this game, usually the Asian teams dominate, and they like
they get championship.
Yeah, they take the championships usually because of their like discipline system.
Yeah,
they're really good at these things. Asians in general, like. I'm not saying about all Asians, but usually, as I see that, most of the Asians are really good at these things.
They have been in front of the game for a long time. they were like ahead of the game in computers, and now obviously, it's been transitioning to games as well, and it shows.
I mean, like, how do you think, like? It attracted many people,
a lot of gamers, a lot of people interested.
Yeah.
Or even me, like, I'm not a super gamer, but I play, but I watch Twitch streams of, like random games, I don't know. Just because of, like, how they, like, it's like becoming, like, TV. It's actually watching a sport. It's getting there.
Yeah, like, it's considered as a sport by some officials
and
sources.
It's a sport, definitely. It's getting there.
What do you think about the future of these things?
It's 5 years from now, it's gonna surpass football. maybe it's gonna be close, but definitely, because how many people have played games? Come on, like, everyone, even my parents have played games. So if half of the people on the earth understands gaming, a quarter of that really loves gaming, and that's what almost a billion people is like really interested in some form of gaming. Could be Candy Crush or fucking, I don't know, Sudoku. There will be a Twitch stream about that, and that would be considered as well some esports category.
It's like, do you know, the thing is that in right now, like these days, these years, prize pool of these championships is really, really high. I mean, like, much amounts of money, enormous, yeah. $1 million we can talk about.
This is
million dollars.
This is why Fuse was crying when he was kicked off of, yeah.
I mean, like,
the money is enormous, and once you're in the top leagues, you know, worked your way through the ranks, then, you know, it starts rolling.
Many people started to involve in this game because of the money, like,
yes.
I mean,
like, I have one friend, he's into, like, Clash of Clans. I don't know, I think you remember, but it was pretty big,
Clash
like,
of Clans,
5 years ago, or six. It's still alive. It's still running, like, that place is still generating, like, massive competitions that gives you massive prizes. And this is an old game no one's in touch with. But, just an example, right? Even, like, there's gonna be, like, a Mario of like the 1980s version or something.
Okay.
Competitions.
What do you see, like, what do you think? How would be the bad effects and side effects of this thing? Like, have you ever thought about this?
Of course there's a bad side. Like my topic, right? Like these colleges, obviously, there's gonna be people in these, like these classrooms where they're gonna play sports where they're not even in the program of esports ranking, and they're gonna waste time there, maybe, you know, maybe even abusing it, but that's a different thing. Instead of studying, maybe, you know, and yes, what it, like, how many people are trying to be esports stars, and how many is there available compared to how many is trying? A lot of people gonna fail, a lot of people gonna throw in the hours, and there's not gonna be a backup plan. Not even that, health-wise, we've talked about this. Like, if you go crazy, pushing it, not eating, or eating but really badly, no vitamin C from the sun or D or something.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what's your opinion about the health situation, right? It's
like,
even with detaching from friends and family, that sort of health is there as well. It's depleting.
I saw some kind of like articles and news about this issue, that some people, like especially teenagers, they pass their limit and play many hours consecutively without ever even like
days
without even standing up from the chair.
Yeah,
it really affects their health.
It's critical, and right? You need to be serious about it. Yeah. And obviously, these gaming chairs, these gaming equipment, that's what they're advertising, you know? It's good for your health, it's helping you.
Even like that, we talked about before, that one Vietnamese guy died because of this, like, playing.
Obsession of
obsession.
Constantly, non-stop playing. So, if you have the balance of health, you have the, like, determination, the obviously, like, some hand skills and some smarts, you can definitely be esports star after considered building through the rankings.
I mean, like, we should find the balance
between
the computer virtual world and real world, like, because virtual world, is a bit different.
It should be like driving a truck. In most European countries, they made a law that you're not allowed to drive more than 10 hours. I think it should be like that.
Even like, because of this issue, I like from the China decided it was just, this law had passed 3 or 4 days ago, that China put some laws and policies in terms of restricting playing with the computers,
yeah.
and playing with the internet on the computers.
Like you can
because of these issues.
Yes, you can get so much damage, like serious carpal tunnel syndrome, your eyes.
Yeah.
Like how many of them are gonna start wearing glasses after 5 years? It's a serious thing.
Because they said that it affected many people's lives in terms of health issues. Yeah.
But I think that was pretty good. From colleges being supporting esports stars in the future, because they can see definitely that this is going to be college events, you know, colleges going against colleges, and there's money to be made, so that's where it's pushing. And you know, obviously League of Legends, they've been crushing it.
Yeah.
Any other topic, you know, like the Duco Championships, they're still making money for some short. Do you have any other comments about the...
No, thank you.
Perfect. Okay, well, just control your amount of gaming and think of your health. This was Tomorrow's Guardians. My name is Enrique.
My name is Vetula.
See you next time.
Have a nice day.